program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech. Bob's Slacktime Funhouse Seekers. Ooh, we have had some sweltering, hellish days lately, but what do you expect? After all, it is the dog days of summer. And the dog days got me thinking. I sure would like to hear the Lymph Node Institute's Year of the Dog show. Originally broadcast in January of 2006. Ooh, that was a good one. Unlike me, this show just seems to be getting better with age. Enjoy.
Crystal. Oh, yes, dear friends. This is Lee Beijing, a Chinese subgenius. And you are listening to the Hour of Slack.
Atlanta Antecedent, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse.
We've received strange reports from Alpha Sector 3. Reliable witnesses there tell of monstrous red dogs ravaging the countryside, as well as earthquakes and fires.
Did you say these were reliable witnesses?
Listeners, how lucky, how very, very lucky to have two New Year's fall on two non-consecutive shows. In the background is Ken Schutte's 9-minute jazz odyssey version of Auld Lang Syne, which unfortunately there was no room for. However, tonight, I'm still not going to play it in its entirety, because tonight is Chinese New Year. But before we get into that, are you aware of how many songs there are about dogs?
Yo, I can't wait to get on the mic, bust out an album, so many copies, every to drop me, pop me in my head, screaming dirty, but I'm too pretty to be shot down like a birdie, no one's gonna stop me, they can only try to drop me, but I'm going to the top. Oh, there's a cop, trying to pull me over, give me the once over, while on the ground, look what I found, it's a four-leaf clover, then I got up, they put me in the back, try to bust me for deals, the judge told me I'm the Mac, all my dogs in the court have my back for life. They're all thinking about their blood, knife out of my pocket. I'll snap it out like a rocket, pop it in your throat faster than a speedboat. Screaming, why you lie, go why? Your face up in the sky, praying for me to stop, but I can't, cause I got your blood on my pants. Now I'm going over to your girl to do the dirty doggy dance. Yeah, yeah, the dirty doggy dance.
Come on everyone and do the doggy dance. The dirty dog, the dirty doggy dance. Come on and do the dirty doggy dance. The doggy dance, the dirty doggy dance. The dirty dog, the dirty doggy dance. The doggy dance, the dirty doggy dance. The doggy dance, the dirty doggy dance. Come on and do the dirty doggy dance.
People look at us, don't know what to think of us, but we be laying down the bus to bust, cause we must be higher than the rest so we can be the best.
You yelling out HIG, cause you can see that we be the top dog gamers. Take Ryan Tamers, rearranging the Hall of Famers. I'm up in the studio busting out rhymes for the new times. You're sitting on the corner listening to him, drinking lemon lime. Bobbing your head to the new chime, remembering the good times, and me, Double D, came out with his first hit. Everyone agreed it was a shit. You see me in the video, Grandpa's Ghost. You know, fuck, I can't believe Ryan Chief.
Lift your hand, man. Lift your game. You're alive. middle size too. I like a spicy one. What do you?
Heard up, heard up. Take his shit in my lawn. Heard up, heard up. Wants to sleep in the bed. Heard up, heard up. Wants to hump my leg. Heard up, heard up. I think it got fleas. Heard up, heard up. All she wants to do is pee. Heard up, heard up. Somebody help me, please. Heard up, heard up. I think it got mange. Heard up, heard up. Man, this dog's so strange.
I am a dog. I sit around all day. I don't talk, I just bark, and I get into everything. I am a dog, I don't know what you say. When you say sit, I run, and quiet, I bark, I don't know how to stay.
I'm the dog with a plan, crystal mic in my hand, beating Superman Dan down to the ground. Everyone around's bouncing the high roller sound that's found downtown, feeling high rise all down. It was me, Double D, can you see? This is me with the key to your heart, never depart, hang on the dogs at the supermart. Some people say this is part two, but it's only part one, and so fun laying out in the sun while the track team starts to run. And I say, look at those fine girls in those tight shorts, this one's definitely going to the courts. I've got these girls in a trance, get them a three-point stance, pulling down their pants to do the dirty doggy dance, but no, that's a whole nother story.
Dirty, don't bore me, just give me some more of those wild rhymes, while my sound them limes. No, I'm not looking for some time in jail, but if I get put in there, dirty, bring the bell.
Hey, dirty, dirty, you so dirty.
I'm a dog with a plan. Who am I? I'm a dog with a plan. Who am I? I'm the dog with a plan. Who am I? I'm the dog with a plan.
As we move into the year of the dog, we move out of the year of the cock or rooster. According to my sources, people born under the year of the rooster tend to hide their conservative natures via a display of aggression and self-confidence. However, they are very dignified. Roosters come in two types, those that are very somber and those that are very communicative. They love to be the focus of attention, showing scant regard for the feelings of others, and, as a result, they are often susceptible to flattery and sycophancy. Not to be confused with Psychofancy, the wonderful magazine in our lobby. However, also according to my sources, George Bush is not a cock or rooster. He's a dog, and this is his year. People born under the year of the dog tend to be very well liked, as it is one of the most popular of all the animals. Dog people are truthful, clever, with a strong sense of fairness and devotion. They never shirk their duties. They always do their fair share of things and will always listen to reason. They would never ignore a distress call, often putting the well-being of others before their own, and they never abandon people. Again, I am positive that George Bush is a dog and not a cock or rooster. This year, on the day after X Day, as if to rub it in, 766, our president will celebrate his 60th birthday. He was born in 1946, and that makes him a dog. In case you were wondering, I am a rat. And this is our president's fortune. I already ate the cookie.
If you were born in the year 1922 or any 12 years afterwards, you were born under the sign of the dog. You won't have to complain much about the stars this year, for you'll have good luck in most areas of your life. Of course, problems can still occur. You will need to be patient and tenacious at work. If you're wise enough to adapt yourself to new challenges that arise, you'll strengthen your character and develop two key qualities: the art of negotiating and the ability to make sensible choices.
Sagging, but let me check the checklist. Gold necklace, fake Rolex check. Then go and get your street rep. You get your gold front and you're smoking blunts with the mother. Listen, you think you're ruthless, but the truth is no gold record. Do you get yourself a record, a criminal record?
A little dog, the doggy's name is Doggy Fresh, and out of every single dog I've ever met, he's the best. And the rest of the dogs in the world, I wouldn't own him. Yo, my mom's tried to clone him.
Sheep, horses, cows, and mice. Now the world's first cloned dog. The Afghan hound puppy is called Snoopy, an acronym for Seoul National University Puppy, as Karen Barlow reports.
3-year-old Snoopy the puppy doesn't understand what the fuss is about, but he's certainly feeding off the excitement in the air. The nucleus of a cell from Snoopy's father's ear was transferred to an unfertilized egg with its own nucleus removed. The canine embryos were then implanted in scientists in white lab coats, but it took almost 1,100 attempts to create Snoopy. He was one of 3 successful pregnancies. One miscarried and another puppy died from pneumonia. Professor Huang Wu Suk explains why dogs are a good species to work with.
Dogs share similar physiological characteristics with humans. A lot of diseases that occur in dogs can be directly transferred to humans.
Inbreeding over centuries has made dogs susceptible to genetic problems which can't be eliminated through selective breeding. But the species is also challenging. Dog eggs are released early from the ovaries, which makes them particularly delicate. Professor Gerald Shelton from Pittsburgh University says Snoopy's birth is an exciting breakthrough.
Wouldn't it be a marvelous thing that our best friends would be the first beneficiaries of stem cell medicine, and in learning whether it's safe and effective in our companions, we may also know whether it's safe and effective for our loved ones.
Cloned animals are prone to be sick or have short lives. The South Korean team say they next want to harvest stem cells from dogs, and there are predictions that scientists in white lab coats will be the next cloned species.
I got sewn in the skin a little microchip so he could be a cyborg. Wanna get them equipped with the GPS and the 802.11b so he could hit me up on IRC when he got to go out and pee. And I just stand by the door and whine. Wish he'd grow an opposable thumb sometimes. Yo, but I don't mind. He gets me up and about. It's good to walk around the block, remind the dog he ain't allowed to eat no street chicken and chase no squirrels. Just to keep on kicking with the tail that curls. Just to keep on fancy stepping with the ears that flop. Just to rock. Yes, Doggy Fresh, you don't stop.
So the next thing you know, I'm rocking the mic. I'm not sure what I'm saying, but it's what the crowd likes. And back at the shop, they're sipping coffee. Not, they might be real cool cats, but I'm a real fresh dog.
I feel so
I got a little dog, the doggy's name is Doggy Fresh, and he'd be crazy charismatic like David Koresh. And you could try to say best about the fur on your clothes, but look out, you about to giggle when he lick on your nose. Calling, he shows up fast, he throws up grass. You got a nice carpet, he'd be dragging his ass. And he don't like baths, and he barks at intruders. He'd be begging where the food is like his owner was the cruelest. Non-dog food purchasing dog owner ever. He occasionally ekes out a treat through this endeavor, but you got to forgive him with his big brown eyes.
You got to go on to it, hit my dog incredibly fly.
He bowed as fierce as a wolf, bowed as big as a fox. If he drops one beat, I'ma knock him out the box. Yo, your cat's name may be Maceo, but my dog is Doggy Fresh, and Doggy Fresh is good to go.
You think you're so fresh, dog? Rhyming party with Bacardi, trigger with heel trigger. And every time it's time to rock the mic, you talk about the clothes and wine you like. And I don't want to be a critic, but it feels like I'm living in the middle of a headache. Apathetic, pathetic, and acidic, spitting words of wisdom. I ain't gonna listen.
Who's a good boy? 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 Who's a good boy?
Cause I'm wearing the bling and living high on the hog. Yeah, you can call me a sellout, but the girls call me Fresh Dog.
Yeah, the girls call me Fresh Dog. The girls call me Fresh Dog. The girls call me Fresh Dog.
She's a fresh dog. She's not a dandelion. She's a fresh dog. Well, animals come up from behind one another, and through their pheromones they turn each other into each other's lovers. Dog. Well, I've been trying to figure out a lot of things for a lot of time, and I've been figuring out a lot of ways to make these words rhyme, and oh, it's too bad I am a fresh dog.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
And that is a scientific fact. Oh, Songfight, where would I be without you? At songfight.org, musicians fight with songs. That's how you find so many songs named Fresh Dog. And before that, the Whammies performed Dog Man. Terror from the Year 5000 performed Hitler's Dog. That was right after the Horoscopes, which was right after Dog Scrapple, which consisted of Dirty Doggy performing the Dirty Doggy Dance, Garthoid performing Dirty Dog, Zippity Zappity Z performing Big Dog Little Dog, Hootieville performed Her Dog, Shy Guy performed I Am a Dog, Cool Soundtracks with Every Dog, Cozy Bones performing Dog is Dead, and then the Dirty Doggy follow-up, I'm the Dog with the Plan. And as long as we're traveling backwards in time, let's go way back to when we thought we were in Burma, which was right after we thought we were in space. And yet, the words are somewhat relevant once you Stalinize them. That's copyrighted. Good evening, listeners and non-listeners. This is Doc Ellis coming to you for hopefully the last time from Myanmar or Burma, more specifically thriving Xinbuyang in the state of Kachin, featuring a bustling World War II issue airstrip courtesy of the U.S. Army. And that's about it. Unless you like jungles and monkeys, which I do. Highs in the high 60s, low in the high 40s, partly cloudy, rain in the afternoon. Aggressive mosquitoes with which my colleague seems to be embroiled in a bit of a territorial squabble. But such is the way of the realm. Speaking of, I'd also like to say that we had something to do with the release of those ongies, but we didn't. I feel beholden to include the fact that most spell-checking software will attempt to replace the word ongies with the word anuses. And in local news, according to some shreds of the South China Morning Post that I pulled out of my chest wound, we have just recently celebrated the Chinese New Year. But in all fairness, they did spot themselves 60 years for the purposes of defecation and or high-pitched laughter. While all civilizations produce their quota of idiocy, as you long-time listeners may know, I place considerable stock in the cultural head start that the Chinese have afforded themselves.
I have therefore bet heavily on certain China-biased outcomes with the specialized books that take such wagers, and am therefore beholden to behave as if you know what I mean, at least for appearance's sake. That is not to say that my faith has been misplaced. Always bet on those possessing the evolution-friendly traits of adaptability and durability, seeing as their entire culture has been built around the cycles of the Huang and Yangtze rivers, one can infer that they are well-schooled in both. And, of course, being a more or less enlightened, godless society, they look to the very real forces of the luck plane for their spiritual sustenance. Also, the Chinese are gifted with a much longer and therefore more valid perspective. So when they speak of, oh, I don't know, retaking Taiwan, they're not talking about tomorrow. They're talking about sometime before continental drift takes it further out to sea. That's what we call real forward thinking, which cannot occur when one has to worry about getting reelected. So they'll take it when they're damn good and ready. Or maybe, say, when the American Navy is an ocean away settling the personal grudge of an American president who might also be trying to desperately bump up his approval rating before the off-cycle elections? In China, the approval rating dictates how many tanks will be in the streets, not foreign policy. Obviously, there is no room in this kind of control system for many of the things that most utensini treasure in their lives, but our kind has survived much more organized and brutal repression than a little incarceration and execution. So, that having been said, you may be wondering if I am saying that the Chinese system is preferable to the gray proboscis of consumerism. Well, if you happen to luck into that 1% that owns almost everything, you know, kind of like where most of you live now, then of course you're better off. As for the oxen and rice paddy set, of course not. The fundamental question here is, would you rather be first string on the losing team or a bench warmer on the winning team? And by your choice of religion, I think I can already guess the answer. So close your mouth, Steve. You're drooling and scaring off the chicks. Let us differentiate between preferable and more efficient. If it is your foot gland on the accelerator, then the machine moves and everything seems great. But if you are one of the millions of wheel-bound hamsters that comprise the engine, then you tend to notice the flaws in the design. I am not saying that their machine is in any way morally superior to the body fluids and popsicle sticks contraption we call Caucasia. I am just saying that it is more efficient. That, and I believe that they have considerable influence on the weather. However, when pressed by, say, dropping out of space into the remote jungles of Asia, I must confess that I would rather pass my meat time in the sloppy Yosemite Sam excesses of Caucasia. So, there you have it. Never bet your heart. Witness the Falun Gong, a cultivation method of the Buddhist school of Qigong. By cultivation method, we mean meditation, and they meditate to bring themselves into harmony with the principles of truth, compassion, and tolerance. Ah. In short, they will be beaten like hippies and manufacture many reliable novelty items for you. At least, that is the way to bet. So enjoy your decadent luxury while it lasts, and have a lovely evening.
Supernova,
you bounce,
doodle, you do bounce. Down the seconds to midnight before ringing in the Lunar New Year. At Beijing's historic bell tower, the deafening sound, traditional 108 bell strikes. They could be seen and heard exploding all across the city. We want to use this occasion to bless ourselves, and we will have a sweet and lovely life in the future. So illegal in the heart of Beijing, she says. Pestilence. Unexpected droughts might also occur in some areas. There will be an anti-immigrant intention, he says.
trying to say is,
come on everyone and do the doggy dance, the dirty dog, the dirty doggy dance. Come on and do the dirty doggy dance, the doggy dance, the dirty doggy dance. The dirty dog, the dirty doggy dance, the doggy dance, the dirty doggy dance, the doggy dance, the dirty doggy dance. Come on and do the dirty doggy dance.
Hey Dirty, we might have to make a run up north, maybe on the 4th, so we can hide out for a while. Underground, nowhere to be found. We're not fooling around now that we're out of town.
Come on everyone and do the doggy dance, the dirty dog, the dirty doggy dance. Come on and do the dirty doggy dance, the doggy dance, the dirty doggy dance. The dirty dog, the dirty doggy dance, the doggy dance, the dirty doggy dance, the doggy dance, the dirty doggy dance. Come on and do the dirty doggy dance.
We're jumping.
James Thurber's The Scotty Who Knew Too Much. Several summers ago, there was a Scotty who went to the country for a visit. He decided that all the farm dogs were cowards because they were afraid of a certain animal that had a white stripe down its back. "You are a pussycat, and I can lick you," the Scotty said to the farm dog who lived in the house where the Scotty was visiting. "I can lick the little animal with the white stripe, do you? Show him to me." "Don't you want to ask any questions about him?" said the farm dog. "No," said the Scotty. "You ask the questions." So the farm dog took the Scotty into the woods and showed him the white-striped animal, and the Scotty closed in on him, growling and slashing. It was all over in a moment, and the Scotty lay on his back. When he came to, the farm dog said, "What happened?" "He threw vitriol," said the Scotty, "but he never laid a glove on me." A few days later, the farm dog told the Scotty there was another animal all the farm dogs were afraid of. "Lead me to him," said the Scotty. "I can lick anything that doesn't wear horseshoes."
"Don't you want to ask any questions about him?" said the farm dog.
"No," said the Scotty. "Just shoo me where he hangs out."
So the farm dog led him to a place in the woods and pointed out the little animal when he came along.
"A clune," said the Scotty. "A pushover."
And he closed in, leading with his left and exhibiting some mighty fancy footwork. In less than a second, the Scotty was flat on his back, and when he woke up, the farm dog was pulling quills out of him.
"What happened?" said the farm dog.
"He pulled a knife on me," said the Scotty. "But at least I've learned how you fight out here in the country, and now I'm going to beat you up."
So he closed in on the farm dog, holding his nose with one front paw to ward off the vitriol, and covering his eyes with the other front paw to keep out the knives. The Scotty couldn't see his opponent, and he couldn't smell his opponent, and he was so badly beaten that he had to be taken back to the city and put in a nursing home. Moral: it is better to ask some of the questions than to know all of the answers.
While gay chasing the wee fresh dog, with his big gallus collar, watch him lying on the rug. He'll cue your Mickey Tom, stick a bite at your heels. Hey, you're dancing faster than an eightsome wheel. He's a crazy wee man, a real bampot. Chase you round the hooses, hey, you're jigging on the spot. A real humdinger, chewing everything you got. Do a Jimmy on your shoes and a Gladys on your throat. Sucking up to that gallus wee lass, puts his nose in her lap as she scratches his ass. He gives me the book, it sticks in my craw, but I'm a wee bit jealous when he licks his own balls. He's a crazy wee man, a real bampot. Chase you round the hooses, hey, you're jigging on the spot. A real humdinger, chewing everything you got. Do a Jimmy on your shoes and a Gladys on your coat.
your fresh dog. I can lick your flesh raw. When you get home from work, come on, come on. You can scrub me in the backyard. It wouldn't even be that hard to love me in the right way. Come on, come on. I could be your fresh dog. You could put me in the walk, or you could walk me in the park. Come on, come on. If you feed me every day, I can treat your cat okay, and you can treat me with the rawhide, or you can fix me if you think I'll run away. Thank you.
Now do you understand, you and your little punk crew? If you do, then what's new? If you don't, then you won't live to see another day in your life. Because here comes...
Come on, everyone, and do the doggy dance. The dirty dog, the dirty doggy dance. Come on and do the dirty doggy dance. The doggy dance, the dirty doggy dance. The dirty dog, the dirty doggy dance. The doggy dance, the dirty doggy dance. The doggy dance, the dirty doggy dance. Come on and do the dirty doggy dance.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118-1417, or visit them online at subgenius.com.
Since the lecture, you have heard Devo, Hardcore Devo, performing Dogs of Democracy. Scotto moaned and slapped The Day the Dog Went Supernova. Then we took all kinds of Chinese songs, played them backwards, EQ'd them weird, and ran them over each other. You know how we do. Then Dirty Doggy gave you one more dance lesson. We butchered a bit of James Thurber. Then Stu I'm performed Fresh Dog. Visitations performed Fresh Dog, followed by Captain Democracy covering Now I Wanna Be Your Dog. See? Mercy. For all your Fresh Dog needs, check out songfight.org. And in the background, Cover Me, I'm Cold, performing their cover of Mother Love Bone's Star Dog Champion. We end this evening with a non sequitur, as usual, James Kachalka, who is and or has a beer dog.
You'd like to hear. You have selected Hour of Slack.
In a world gone pink, one ragtag band of Yetis dares to fight the conspiracy. Red-eyed warriors behind enemy lines courageously rescue your Slack every Saturday night at midnight on WREK Atlanta.
General for Life J.R. Bob Dobbs rallies the troops under the auspices of his fluffy puppet Ivan Stang to guide the world into a new dark age of Slack. But it won't be easy! The conspiracy thought tube is slurping at your cerebellum and molesting your medulla oblongata.
Don't call your pusher. Don't call your priest. Just listen to the Hour of Slack, followed by Bob's Slack Time Funhouse, every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta.
Listen online at WREK.org.
Good night, Seekers.